think you've made a bit of a mistake when you talk about risk. Borghese's face fell. He wasn't happy with anybody criticising him. Garrulous, eager to talk. He wasn't the world's greatest listener. "What's that?" he asked me, with a touch of scorn in his voice. "What you've done, and it's a classic mistake, is you think that you can manage risk and you can calculate probabilities. But what you can't do is calculate uncertainty, not in a way that's mathematically quantifiable. Look at all the big brains there are in the world, and look at the mistakes they've made. They treated a very unlikely thing, say the default on a government bond, or the collapse of a blue-chip, well-established company, and said, well, because it's statistically improbable, it's never going to happen. And that's not the truth, is it? The world is full of things that are improbable that have come to pass. You know, when you thought about all the options and all the possibilities and all the probabilities, and you thought about everything, excluded them all, there's nothing really left to do. There's no answer. You just got to panic and run like hell." It was Spurrier that brought things back to a more realistic keel. "You know, life is not like It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. That movie's over. It wasn't even true 50, 60 years ago. You watch it every Christmas and it brings a tear to your eye, but God, just doesn't make any sense now. Banks don't care about you. Do you think if they really gave a damn about you, they'd loan you all that money when there was no chance of you ever paying it back? No, you can't pay off your mortgage now. They call you a criminal and they take your house. And that's it. Game over." What goes wrong is that people lose touch with the reality of the situation. You know, you flip a coin, it's heads, and I say it's tails, you've won. And I've lost all the other way around. So it's 50-50, you can quantify that. But here they're saying the coin, you know, has three sides, all of them heads, could land anywhere, and if it lands on a tail, it will just bounce back. It was just ridiculous. It would just bounce back and turn over. It lost touch. You know, that in every interview you read with a really rich person, they always trot up that line, "Oh, money is just a way of keeping score." That's rubbish, complete and utter crap. They want more and more money to buy more and more things, to show off their wealth, to show off their more and more money. It's not a vicious circle. It's just a circle of money. You know, when you say something is blue chip, you believe it's safe. But that's not the case. The word comes from poker. A blue chip is the highest stake you can play with. Okay? That's the highest amount of money you can lose. You talk about risk, but we look at risk as a totally different thing. Risk doesn't mean something bad, it just means something unexpected. And therefore risk can be something that we actually seek. It's desirable. It means that we're going to get more than we expected. So you've got to really understand that financial risk actually equates to financial reward. Once you see that, once you understand that risk is looked at in a completely different way to the rest of the world, then the rest of the financial, then finance begins to make sense. You talk about the risk of falling over, or the risk of breaking your leg, or the risk of losing your job. They talk about the risk of making more money.